Robin Previously on Algoa FM.
Guest today on the Friday Music Club. Robin, thank you for driving all the way from Jeffreys Bay to join us on the Friday Music Club, and welcome to our 40th anniversary celebrations.
Oh, thank you, Casey. It's awesome to be here.
Excellent. You've been involved in the music industry for 5 decades or so. I'm sure a wealth of experience comes along with it. Take us back to where it all began.
Wow, it's a lifetime. It's an incredible lifetime. I started off in garage bands at a young age, got into hard rock bands, moved into the bright lights night after night after night, but you eventually get tired of it. It gets with a heavy Les Paul around your neck for 4 hours a night, seven nights a week, it kind of tells on you after a while, you know. But left Durban and moved to Jeffreys Bay. Joined another blues band in Jeffreys Bay, and we started Quicksilver in Jeffreys Bay, and we had all the Quicksilver stores, and we had the bands to do, and that.
Yeah, so it was your store. I entered a couple of, I think it was last year or sometime, and I must say, I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Staff so friendly and so forth. From owning a surf shop and an ad agency in Durban, sounds like the best of both worlds, and you eventually moved to Jeffreys Bay, as you've mentioned. What made that or sparked the move down to the coast?
I'm a keen surfer, and being back in Durban, nothing wrong with the Durban surf, but having an ad agency that was booming and the surf shops and that, everything was just getting a little too much. I thought it was time to chill down and hit Joe Bay and enjoy the real good surf.
What are you getting up to at this stage? You've set up a studio at home and so forth. How's that going?
Initially I set up a small little 4-track tape and started putting out instrumental CDs, because I was a mad Satriani fan, but never really got there, but went all out for it, and then it grew from there, you know. I got a bigger desk and a bigger setup, more computer programs, and next thing I was just putting out CDs after CDs. Now I've got about 25 CDs worldwide on CD Baby that go to 150 different online distributors throughout the world. I'm on YouTube with about 135 music videos. So I keep pretty active. I also do all the backing tracks for all the international surfers that come out.
Wow.
The guys come out to surf, and the first thing they want to do is take a movie of themselves surfing.
Sure.
And then they come to me and I put down the music for them. And so
did you do any work for Kelly Slater?
When we had the beach house, Kelly Slater, Pat O'Corrin, Shane Dorian and Taylor Knox stayed with us for about 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So we used to jam every single day. I mean, Kelly loves playing guitar, and we used to just play until 2-3 in the morning, you know. It was just non-stop, you know.
So. Excellent. Comparing music from back in the day when you were still like in your prime to what is currently unfolding in this day and age, and I'm speaking in the sense of AI and so forth, is there any change, any difference that you see?
It's huge. It's unbelievable. It's actually happening so quickly that it's hard to actually grasp the whole thing and keep control. I use a lot of vocals now on AI, and I'm slowly getting into that kind of feel for it all, but I still like to do my own music. I like to write my own lyrics and do that sort of thing, but the time is coming when AI is just going to take over completely, and that worries the hell out of all of us in the music industry.
I was going to ask you, in a good sense, or, you know, something that will basically kill the industry in general, or talent in the music industry?
Yeah, I think, you know, the talent will always be there, no matter what. And I mean, it's a hill that has hit us so hard in the music industry that we're not quite sure where it's going to go or where it's going to end. And if you listen to Elon Musk and the boys, you know, in 5 years' time we won't need doctors and there's going to be all this unemployment. It gets a little depressing. And
it'll be hard to differentiate between, you know, artificial intelligence and raw talent.
They're getting so good now. The AI that came out initially, we all laughed at and said, that's not going to last. Yeah. But it's now getting really, really polished, and really, you can hardly tell the difference now. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Sad state of affairs, Robin. Yeah. But anyway, to be honest with you, talking about raw talent, I'm highly impressed with your latest single called Walk Alone. Tell us about the single. What is it all about?
Okay. I was actually sitting on the beach with a friend of mine, and he had just been through a terrible divorce, and he was telling me this whole story and how he was now on his mm-hmm. own and whatever else. And I went home and I wrote the lyrics in one hit from this whole little sitting that I had with this guy. And I put the music to it and I put it out, and it's been very well accepted mm-hmm. internationally, very well. Yeah, so I'm very happy with it.
Excellent. And how can we get our hands on your music, our listeners? Do you have a social media footprint as well?
I'm on Facebook, I'm on TikTok, I'm on YouTube, I'm on...
You're everywhere,
pretty
all
much,
over.
Pretty much all over, yeah.
I'll go with country. Go and search for Robin Morris. But before I get my producer to press play on your latest single called Walk Alone, I've got good news for you. Your single, as of today, is officially playlisted on Algoa FM.
Ah, awesome.
I wish I had someone here to record this moment.
Oh, awesome. That is so cool. Oh.
So there we go, Robin. Bit of good news for you on this Friday. Hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you.
The best with your music. And Algoa Country, please welcome Robin Morris and his latest single, Walk Alone. Thank you so much for joining us.
Underneath the stars, where we used to lay, we carved our names in the sky so clear that day. Years of laughter, memories like gold. Now it's bittersweet as the story unfolds. Your hand in mine, it felt like home. But life took us down a path we both would roam. The whispers of love, they fade in the night as we face the dawn. Nowhere left inside. We're walking alone on this winding road. Two hearts breaking free, carrying the load. Sometimes love means setting each other free. We shared our dreams beneath the old oak tree, but the branches grew heavy, too heavy for you and me. Your laughter still lingers, it dances in the breeze, but the silence between us is the loudest squeeze. We've traveled so far, hand in hand through the storm. But maybe it's time to find new ways to transform. Our souls once intertwined, now they're starting to fray. Walking separate paths as we drift away. So faded, it's rare. We opened our hearts, but the walls stood so tall. Now we're counting the moments until rise or fall. You chase the sunrise while I seek the dawn. The fire we had, let's just keep moving on.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from AlgoaFM.co.za.